My name is Judith Abraham, and I made a diorama of a bookstore taken from an image in the comic Dykes to Watch Out For by Alison Bechdel. My name at the time that the bookstore existed in Northampton, because there were bookstores all over the country at that time, was Iris Bloom. A lot of women at that time took other names, and mine was Iris Bloom, initially one word, but became two words, first and last name, and I used that for my theater performances in town. I was part of a lesbian theater company called, I forget what we were called. But I was also Iris Bloom when I did a TV show in Northampton through community cable TV. And so that's me. And actually the diorama has an artist cameo. A lot of, you know, art can have little artist cameos that are little secrets within the work. And there's a bulletin board in the bookstore that has everything on it about me. There's photographs of me, some newspaper articles, some theater production posters, that sort of thing. And it's all me, and they've been shrunk to fit the size of the diorama. So that's a little tidbit that most people probably have no idea of, and maybe don't look that closely at the diorama. And actually, there are I've wanted to make a list, but I obviously haven't, of all the different materials that are in the diorama, because I try to mostly make it from recycled and repurposed materials. So there are things like the sidewalk is sandpaper, painted sandpaper, and the bricks are sponges, and the floor of the bookstore is paint stirrers, fine paint stirrers, and the furnishings and the display case is made from, you know, odds and ends of little pieces of molding that I had around the house, and kind of put that together. And the bookcases are made from scrap pine that I got at a lumber store. That's these little pieces of pine that they put in between boards when they stack them. The characters are made of Sculpey. The little dog is made of Sculpey. The awning structure is made from the inside of an old umbrella. The walls are made of blue foam and Luan board, painted Luan board. Let's see what else there is. Oh, and in the bookcases, all kinds of things are made out of little bits of jewelry. I don't know how closely people look, but there's a dildo in there, and there's a vibrator in there, and there's some, you know, jewelry pieces, and they're all made out of beads, different kinds of beads. The pencils are made from toothpicks. The characters are Sculpey, and the little toothpick case is Sculpey. The cash register is kind of my favorite. It's the inside of an old cat food can that I, you know, kind of twisted and turned. And the parking meter is from the bottom of a disposable kind of paintbrush, a little utility paintbrush. Bricks and the cement corners of the building are made from blue core foam, and they're painted. There's other things about the diorama. It's a bookstore, and it's a women's bookstore. And during the time in the 70s, 80s, and 90s that Alison Bechdel wrote this comic, and the book is here in the library if you want to take it out. It reads like a history of the lesbian feminist movement, and it's great. During that time, there were bookstores here in Northampton. And so this diorama is a real reflection of the history of the lesbian community here in Northampton. We had all kinds of things. We had our own newspaper, and we had our own bookstore. We had our own restaurant. There were places and venues in town that specifically catered to us on specific days of the week. There was a dojo for teaching karate. There was a whole rooming house on Green Street right by Smith College that was all lesbians lived there. And there's an installation that goes with this diorama that I'm going to leave with the library of a lot of these materials. And one of them is a map of Northampton that is enlarged and lays flat. And there are little houses all over that map on different streets that indicate places where women that I knew lived. And those are only the ones I knew. There's also little houses, which are a little bit bigger, that indicate women-owned businesses that existed in the community at that time. So this is very much related to the Pioneer Valley and Northampton. It expands to the colleges. All the five colleges had women's centers at the time that supported. And I think that the last thing I'd like to say is how complimented I am that this diorama will be in the library and representative of a time in Northampton's history that was very fruitful and flourished. And it's a really good place for the diorama to be. I think it's better than if it had been bought by an individual for somebody's art collection, because it deserves to be seen by the public, or maybe reframe that, the public deserves to see it as a piece of Northampton's history. And I'm very honored that it will be here in the library for, I don't know, hopefully as long as the library exists. So maybe 50 years from now, somebody will get a little sense of something that was going on in Northampton way back when.